This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything right here as we launch into the second hour of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Discord, where the Discord on-air call-in lines are, and you can jump into any one of those rooms, and we'll get on the air with you, and you can talk about whatever you want to discuss. We've been focusing on North Korea. The initial story, Chris, you had brought in about North Korea allegedly having a hacker that hacked the Sony Pictures Entertainment Group back in 2014. That made some big headlines.
Oh, yeah.
When it happened.
Huge.
It was. Some people were saying it was a cyber attack, that it was a declaration of war against the United States, and like cyber warfare, that kind of thing. Luckily, nobody went to war over it, thank goodness. And it would be interesting to hear, I think, Donald Trump tweet about this particular allegation, right? Because Donald Trump, of course, has been historically fairly critical of mainstream media and Hollywood. So do you think Donald Trump would ultimately just blow this off as, oh, well, you know, they deserved it, like to not really care whether or not North Korea was involved in hacking Sony Pictures Entertainment? And then further, we talked about, and we're still in the middle of the story from Reuters, about North Korea announcing a timeline for denuclearization. Chris, you're skeptical, to say the least, that not only will the denuclearization happen, but that, you know, if it does, will it be actually hidden away secretly? So even though publicly it may look as though it is denuclearized, but in reality it is not. Of course, you also say you don't trust the United States government to honor their side of the agreement.
I wouldn't trust either sides, and yeah. I think in North Korea's position, yeah, they're going to need to have a deterrent. And why would they? You know, I don't see. I can't conceive of this being a politically smart move, a strategic, you know, strategic move as far as North Korea is concerned.
So I had suggested that, and so you guys are pretty skeptical. I think you said you were pretty skeptical as well.
I'm skeptical that the U.S. government will abide by the treaty, because I'm hard pressed to think of a treaty that they haven't in some way violated.
But what do you think about North Korea's end of it?
From everything I'm reading, it seems as though the North Korean government wants to actually end the Korean War, and the only way to get that to happen at this point is denuclearization.
I tend to side on, you know, believe it or not, even though I am skeptical of governments, I tend to side on the side of optimism. I take these signs that North Korea has engaged in, like ending the propaganda broadcast across the border, like letting out prisoners of war, returning those people to their home countries and families. I see these things as they're significant because they're, you know, they're unprecedented in the history of North Korea. So it's not just talk. It's actually action.
I don't know if I agree with that. I mean,
well, it happened. It's action.
I'm trying to think who it was. Was it Clinton? There was a prior president who, I believe, went into North Korea and secured the freedom of a religious activist who crossed the border.
You're talking about Jimmy Carter.
Was it Jimmy Carter?
I think Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter has gone there a couple of times post-presidency.
But the point that I'm trying to make here is that a lot of this is, it's maneuvering. It's strategic maneuvering, and they've played games before, and I don't see why.
They've played games before, that's true, but they haven't ended propaganda broadcasts, which they now have done. They haven't released.
Sure, but what have they really lost? They can always restart those. It's easy to do, and, you know.
They changed their time zone back, so they had moved their time zone a half an hour. Which is unusual, right? Like, usually time zones are off by 1 hour.
Right.
But they moved their time zone within the last decade just to stick it to South Korea or whatever. Now they've moved back to align with South Korea as far as their time zone. Again, it's symbolic, but
absolutely
also
symbolic.
Fairly
exactly.
Significant. You know, changing your time zone isn't exactly a small thing. I mean, it seems small. It's just
right, especially in the U.S. where we change time twice a year. What's the big deal about changing a clock?
Well, it is a big deal because
I know it's a big deal.
Into car wrecks and have heart attacks and things like that because of time shifting.
But when you're killing your own people, what difference does it make?
Well, I mean, obviously they're still imprisoning their own people. I don't think that anybody should say for a moment that Kim Jong-un is a good man. He's a person who's in charge of a so-called nation. He is a ruler. He is somebody who absolutely under his watch, people have been put to death. There have been innocents, surely, who have been put into these prison camps. Unknown numbers of them. There's no way to audit that because they don't let people in to go look around and, you know, talk about things that they see. So there are huge human rights issues with North Korea. None of these changes solved those problems, but they are initial, from the perspective of history, initial, unusual, and I would say fairly significant symbolic things. Now,
yes.
We're probably going to see more of that. Trump's latest remarks, according to Reuters, came after South Korean officials said in a meeting with Kim Jong-un this week in Pyongyang, the North Korean leader has given his first timeline for denuclearization in spite of widespread skepticism. According to South Korean officials, Kim said his faith in Trump was unchanged and he wanted denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and an end to hostile relations with the United States before Trump's first term ends in early 2021. However, there has been no indication that Kim has offered more concrete steps towards giving up his nuclear weapons, and some U.S. officials privately doubt that he's willing to abandon the arsenal. Both Kim and Trump have stressed their personal relationship since meeting in an unprecedented June 12th summit, which skeptics say was big on fanfare, but short on substance. And now, they did have a signed document between both parties indicating an intention to move forward with these things. And so, again, yeah, maybe this is just more political dancing, like, ooh, I've got a timeline, it's going to be in 2 years from now.
I mean, yeah, do you really think that North Korea is going to automatically flip and trust the United States to protect them?
No, of course you don't.
I mean,
trust,
this sounds
you don't
so
trust
ridiculous
the United States.
To me.
Well, I agree.
And where are they going to get the security from if they have no weapons?
Well, not, they're not giving
nuclear
up all of the weapons.
They can have weapons, just not nuclear weapons.
They have no weapons of significance that would be able to be useful in defending themselves from the United States.
Most countries.
Ballistic missiles. Or
most countries don't have nuclear weapons.
No, that's true, but most. You're jumping to the conclusion that North Korea has modern weaponry. They haven't been able to get modern weapons. They don't have, you know, there are other countries have a heck of a lot more modern weapons. If you look at North Korea's, you know, traditional weapons to use in self-defense, they're really, really, really old. Right?
I believe that. Like
the
I said, they're stuck in the 50s.
Got, the only thing they've got to defend themselves is a significant army. And on horseback, I mean, their army is literally like a million strong, but they've got like people on horseback and like with weapons. That's it. Like, there's no, they don't have anything to defend
themselves.
I know,
it's hard to understand why this would happen.
To get rid of your nuclear weapons.
The Afghan government also doesn't have all kinds of, you know, like super modern weapons. The Taliban doesn't have super modern weapons, but the U.S. government has been fighting a war there for 17 years.
That's a great point.
There's a reason Afghanistan is called the Graveyard of Empires. Look through history. Every empire that invaded Afghanistan was routed and eventually collapsed.
You're confusing a country with a leader or a you know, a leader. The family, okay? Because, I mean, what it is, basically, is the family is trying to protect themselves, not
the Kim? The family?
Yeah, the Kim family, they're trying to protect themselves. Their control over the country, right? Like,
yeah.
It's different than...
But it's still a plot of land where people are going to defend against an invading country.
Yeah,
and
but
what I think Daryl's pointing out is that in Afghanistan, you're talking about a group of cave dwellers who don't even have the level of technology that they do in North Korea.
Well, I mean,
they held off the world's strongest military.
But there's a difference, right? Like, they support They have to have control over their people, and if they don't have control over their people, and what's like, it's
well,
very
they do
likely
have control over their people.
They do right now, but if they're
more so in North Korea than they do in Afghanistan, right? Like Afghanistan, it's relatively disparate groups of it fighting individuals,
right? And you know, the Taliban controls about half of the landmass. The Afghan government controls most of what the Taliban doesn't.
Whereas in North Korea, you've got a high structured organization that has been in place for decades and has been unchallenged for decades. So organizationally, militarily, they're much stronger than Afghanistan, but yet Afghanistan has held off the world's strongest military for, what'd you say, 17 years.
But they've also,
they've also abused
the people.
On August 24th, 1992, 20 eager Cardozo law students filed into a small room to kick off the first day of Barry Scheck and Peter Newfield's Innocence Project clinic. After years as public defenders in New York City, Barry and Peter started the clinic to review cases of people in prison who could prove their innocence using DNA testing. What they thought was a few hundred cases turned out to be thousands and a clear sign that the system needed repair. At the time, no one imagined that Barry's and Peter's vision would evolve into a national organization with the power to reform the criminal justice system 26 years later. Since that August day in 1992, there are now 565 Cardozo Law School clinic students trained, and the Innocence Project has celebrated 208 exonerations. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So jump in on to those, and you can talk to us about whatever you want. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
As we continue looking at the issue, for those of you, you know, just tuning in here, we've been talking about North Korea and the ostensible denuclearization that is supposed to go on and allegedly finish before the end of the Trump administration, or the first term, because he could be back for a second one. And we've had some disagreement among the co-hosts here in the studio tonight with Chris Wade from ThinkPenguin.com, taking the very skeptical approach, basically not even believing that this is going to even happen at all, because you're saying that Kim Jong-un will not want to give up his insurance card, the idea of having a nuclear weapon.
Well, he's not saying that Kim doesn't want to do it. He's saying it's not smart for Kim to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm hearing are all kinds of excuses for why we still need something akin to the Cold War.
Who's giving excuses for that?
That's what I'm hearing from Chris. Is, well, if North Korea does this, then this, and basically we need to keep the Cold War going.
I think he's saying that's what needs to happen. I think he's saying that's what he thinks is going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's
wouldn't
kind
you
of
like to see denuclearization? Like, you ideally would like to see that happen, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that would be a bad thing necessarily if people could respect each other's, treaties or you know, just not invade each other.
But I think they will.
But since the U.S. government has a tendency to invade other countries,
I think if you look at the track record of both countries, this just doesn't work.
Which countries have North Korea invaded?
No. I mean,
he's saying the track record of
the track record of
disabusing or breaking agreements.
Right. So North Korea has done a lot of maneuvering over the years in regards to this and other issues, and at the same time, the United States has shown that it can't be trusted not to invade if you get rid of your nuclear
weapons. Right, and as Ian pointed out, Kim Jong-un is not his father and not his grandfather. Like, you know,
Basically,
his tentative years were in Europe.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much that actually plays into it.
That's the thing. You don't know, and we don't know, because we don't know who Kim Jong-un is.
Right, and
we don't know.
There's been the debate going on for, you know, I don't want to say millennia, but, you know, a very long time of what is more important, nature or nurture.
I mean,
what's that have to do with this? Nature or nurture?
It has everything to do with how Kim Jong-un was raised.
Mm-hmm.
So is he going to act more like a European in dealing with other people, or is he going to try to act just the same as his dad and his grandfather?
Yeah, I mean, I think what it comes down to is we're making the assumption, and I think we're making incorrectly making the assumption that
he's prior generations.
No. I would be shocked if he wasn't rational. But the prior generations didn't have interactions with the outside world. I think at the top levels, they do have interactions with the outside world. It's
but
the people
not as young people.
Not as young people, and not
that's
as
what's important.
Deep. Not as deep. Because it's one thing if you're an executive in the government, and part of your job is to have an interaction with some other government executive or whatever,
right,
or a business person in another country, versus actually living for however many years, and I'm sure somebody could probably, you know, dig up his biography and find out how many years he was actually over in Europe living. If you're in college, you're there, right? Like, you're not just, you know, mailing it in. You're living in that culture. You're living in wherever it is you are. And you're absorbing the contacts and, you know, like you're talking about, the environment. You're absorbing the people that are around you and becoming more like them to some extent.
Yeah,
I can't avoid it.
I think, though, what you're forgetting is that people with money, wherever they live, they tend to interact with other people with money. So they don't necessarily have the same interactions that you and I would necessarily have.
Oh, I suspect Kim Jong-un was at a very elite university, regardless, that's still going to be a very different experience than having money in North Korea. Like it's a huge gulf from moving from a place where it's 1950 every single year but which not, is like what North Korea
but that's
is
the
like.
Thing is, that it's not 1950 for him. It's 1950 for, you know, the rest of the population.
But it is. But it is. Even though, see, what you can't, maybe you're missing here, is even though his lifestyle was very good in North Korea, mm-hmm. it's still nothing compared to a rich person's lifestyle in any other, you know, more free country, okay, which is pretty so much all of them
what
in
is
the
it,
world.
What do you think he's missing in North Korea?
Pretty much everything, any kind of culture. Right, so like, yeah, he can watch a TV show, right? Like, he can access South Korean television, he can access North American movies, but he doesn't have the immersion into a completely different culture like he would if he were actually in a place where he's surrounded by wealth. I mean, can you imagine getting out of a place like Venezuela?
But you understand that these people, he has access to China. Like, North Korea has been good friends with China, and there's other people in China, and not even necessarily Chinese. I mean, the idea that he is, you know, excluded, that this family has excluded themselves to North Korea, and they've never left the country.
I didn't say that.
But that's kind of...
What I said is, his life in North Korea is very different. Even though he's wealthy there, it's stunningly different than it would be in any other country in the world where he's surrounded by wealth, where he's surrounded... Even though he has wealth, he doesn't have as much wealth as he could have. And maybe Trump has helped him see that. Like, oh, well, you're wealthy now, but if you...
How many other dictators do you know with a nuclear weapon?
I don't know any dictators,
personally. This guy is extremely wealthy. I think he's probably more wealthy than almost anybody else, you know, any other...
In North Korea?
No, I'm talking about around the world. I mean, literally has an entire country under his fingertips.
It's a country that's stuck in 1950.
How many other dictators have the money to build and develop a nuclear weapon?
Well, they don't have enough money to finish a hotel in Pyongyang.
It's going to military nuclear weapon development.
That doesn't mean you have a good life. If you're surrounded by a bunch of weapons, you don't have a good life. You don't have a bunch of food that you have access to. He has more food and more access to food than the rest of North Korea, but I guarantee you his options are still limited by comparison. Because the wealth is not there. They don't have a huge array of personal chefs. They don't have a huge array of, you know, chauffeurs and fancy cars. And, like, you know, he can import a fancy car, but there's no industry there.
Yeah, the people don't. I would agree with you on that one. But
he's a person, too.
Him at the top echelons here.
But if you're on the top of a hill of crap, what good does that do you?
I don't know why.
What makes you think
situation.
That life is so great for Kim Jong-un in North Korea?
I mean,
it's not bad.
I mean, do you think this guy doesn't have palaces and lots of them? I mean...
Well, I don't know how many houses that he has, but I don't know how many of them have central air conditioning. I mean, honestly...
Oh, wow. So you think the top of the society in North Korea does not have air conditioning?
I'm not saying what I think about that. I don't know. But I know that everything I've seen is there's almost no wealth in North Korea. There's very little that he can do besides just rule over this population. He has access to things they don't.
Yeah.
But the poor person in America has more access than rich people do in North Korea. There's more coming up here in moments.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Free Talk Live.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
Dueling speeches today by presidents as former President Barack Obama spoke at the University of Illinois. This was the president's first trip back into politics since his time in office. The former president wants to remind everyone why he believes the economy is doing well.
By the time I left office, household income was near its all-time high, and the uninsured rate had hit an all-time low, and wages were rising, and I mention all this just so when you hear how great the economy is doing right now, let's just remember when this recovery started.
And then it was President Trump's turn, the president speaking in North Dakota about the economy as well.
If the Democrats got in, instead of having 4.2 up, I believe, honestly, you'd have 4.2 down. You'd be negative. You'd be in negative numbers. You'd be in negative numbers.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. There are actually three of those rooms. You can jump in and interact there. If you are a liberty-minded person, wherever you are in the world, you can add your thing that you do, or more than one thing, to liberty.menu. It's a tool for the liberty community and exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. You can go to liberty.menu. You can register an account there for free and get your stuff up there, whatever entrepreneurial activities you're involved in, whatever business. Maybe you are a digital content creator. There's listings for you, too, as well as events. Maybe you put together an event and you want to promote that. Go to liberty.menu. It's free to use. You can use some of the upgrades, though, if you want. Pay a little bit and get higher listings, you know, higher rankings than others on the site. Liberty.menu. Head on over there and get up there. It's free, so why not? Liberty.menu. You can use code FTL and get a special Free Talk Live listener badge.
So, you know how just a couple minutes ago we were talking about the North Korean upper class versus the middle class versus everybody else? Well, I happen to have found a story from the BBC.
Yep. From
about from just a couple of months ago, actually, okay. From April, about North Korea's privileged.
Yeah.
Okay. The story here is about a man that they're calling Jaden, not his real name,
okay,
who is a North Korean defector who fled to South Korea 5 years ago. When Jaden first used the internet, he was overwhelmed by what he found. He says, I had access to information that enlightened me. Every day was a surprise to me because I could get completely different perspectives than I'd ever thought about. It made me outraged and sad.
Before you go on with this story, again, all we ever have here are stories from defectors, people who've successfully escaped. Yeah. Now, there was another girl who we read a story from a few months ago who came out of it. I don't know what her original class was, but it doesn't matter because nobody's allowed to do certain things in North Korea, certainly not publicly.
Right.
And this woman felt so free when she left North Korea because she could wear jeans and do her hair in a different manner than what was approved
yes.
by the North Korean government. Mm. So just, you know,
you even, have one haircut.
Yeah. Well, there's a few. I think there's a few approved haircuts by the dear leader. But ultimately, what I'm trying to point out here, and we're going to hear more from this particular story,
yes.
is that even though what you're saying might be somewhat true, Chris, in that the wealthier people are yeah. obviously wealthy by comparison of the poorer people in the country, I'm saying everybody's poorer, not just because of the things they could own, but the things they're not even allowed to own. They can't even have the most basic of basics, the things that we take for granted. So, yeah, right. they got money, but you still can't spend it on a pair of jeans. You know why? Because, first of all, they're not allowed. Secondly, you'd have to go onto the black market if you wanted to get one of them. And if you're ever seen wearing them, you might go to a prison camp, no matter how
wealthy you are. And three generations of your family.
Yeah. So let's continue with the story.
Only a small number of people managed to actually escape the country, so his successful defection puts him in a privileged minority that mainly consists of young people such as him. He recently finished an English language course in Australia, where he discovered YouTube and a host of online news sites. There were new experiences because North Korea is one of the world's most repressive countries where basic freedoms, such as accessing foreign media, are severely restricted.
Right, which means your knowledge is severely restricted. Again, even if you're the top echelon of North Korea, it's very rare that you would have any access to outside media.
While he was living in North Korea, however, Jaden frequently defied these constraints and was able to access prohibited entertainment.
Through smuggling.
He says, I spent my spare time playing football and computer games or watching movies. Although there were many restrictions on what could be done, many of the movies and games were illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But I did these things anyway. On the sly.
Nice.
Unsurprisingly, there's a flourishing black market for foreign entertainment in a country described as an information black hole. James Pearson, co-author of North Korea Confidential, says the most popular pastime for North Koreans is one of our biggest open secrets. Most North Koreans secretly watch foreign media, particularly dramas from South Korea. These shows offer Koreans on both sides of the border an escape from the pressures of daily life, the differences being in North Korea, they are consumed in secret. But not all forms of entertainment have to be enjoyed secretly. In fact, for North Korea's most affluent citizens, the very concept of free time is changing. A report by the Korea Development Institute noted a boom in the construction of shopping malls, sports and cultural centers. It also noted that North Koreans who live in Pyongyang, that's the capital
yes,
city
yeah.
you can't pronounce, now have a widening range of places to spend their extra money and spare time. There's a new water park and even a dolphin aquarium, according to Curtis Melvin, a researcher who spent years monitoring satellite images of North Korea and mapping construction sites. He says satellite imagery is perhaps the most thorough way to monitor changes, as we can keep tabs on parts of the country that are not accessible to foreigners. This has allowed us to monitor the growth in North Korean markets, changes in transportation, infrastructure, and the proliferation of renewable energy. We can see and measure these things in a way that is not possible, or rather was not possible, a decade ago. This new technology has given him a fascinating insight into how the life of North Korea is changing. He has recorded an increase in amenities and buildings that are designed, on the surface at least, to bring enjoyment to the North Korean people. He says since Kim Jong-un took over when his father died in late 2011, he has initiated construction and beautification projects that have substantially altered the character of Pyongyang. He has focused on construction projects that purport to raise the standard of living for the people, such as new housing projects, Dolphin Aquarium, new shopping options, new sports facilities, new amusement parks, water parks, a 3D cinema, and a ski resort. Some of these types of projects are also being rolled out in the provincial capitals and in special cities as well.
Tourism.
How do you know they're open? Have you been?
No. There's North Korea is greatly open to tourists, not obviously from the U.S., but from other countries. And you can go online, YouTube, and you can find a ton of videos of people going into North Korea and taking these trips and vacations, literally vacations.
So and, the
elite basically are at these, usually when these people do these videos, they're at, like, for example, the ski resorts, you will see that it's the elite that are there. Mm-hmm. So it's you know, it's not to say that...
So the reason I asked the question was because one of the more recent stories, they talked about some sort of resort that was being built.
Yes, ski resort, probably.
No,
that's already been built. The water park, maybe?
This was like a beach resort.
No, this was a holiday camp.
Yeah, but it was on the beach.
Is how it was reported by one entity.
And it was in dismal shape. Kim Jong-un went by to tour the facility, and it was just in absolutely crappy condition. It looked like it was, again, stuck in 1950, even though supposedly there was a lot of new construction.
Oh, some of it looked like it was 1979.
Yeah, and it wasn't even operational at that point. So it was one of those things that he'd promised, but of course communism moves real slow, and industry is all state-run, and so it wasn't meeting its deadlines, and it was, you know, already dirty, even though they hadn't even opened, apparently.
Right.
And it was just, it seemed like a real mess.
Yeah,
so I question a lot of these facilities.
The BBC asked the question, so why has Kim Jong-un decided to construct these leisure facilities? One suggestion is vanity. Andre Abrahamian, a visiting scholar at the Center for Korean Studies at the University of California, Berkeley, says part of it is to modernize Pyongyang and make it more of a 21st century showpiece. The labor is practically free, done by military conscripts, and the materials are mostly domestically sourced, so costs are pretty low.
Right. And you have to remember that whenever, at least according to some documentary crews who have been to Pyongyang, there's an official track.
Yes.
So they do have an aquarium. You know, they do have some of these things, but essentially they all exist just for the YouTube videos, for the show.
Right.
We don't actually get to see the life of a real North Korean.
Not.
There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. HORIZEN.global.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. Jump on in there. You can get on the radio with us. We're kind of going through some back and forth here on North Korea. What is life really like? Now, to some extent, we only have to go by what we hear from the people who've escaped.
Right.
Although, there are still people who do go over there and visit. I was just looking up some videos of North Korean traffic, because I had said on the air that, you know, the streets are mostly empty in North Korea, or in Pyongyang, the capital city. And we've been covering North Korea since well before Kim Jong-un, since Kim Jong-il,
right.
So for probably, you know, like a decade here on Free Talk Live, or close to it. And so I do remember reading stories and seeing pictures of the just absolutely empty streets in Pyongyang previously.
Right.
According to Jacka Parker, who's a YouTuber, he's got videos showing what is ostensibly Pyongyang traffic in both 2015 and 2017. And what? There's a traffic jam.
That's here a really long traffic jam.
On 2015, yeah. In the 2015 video, there's definitely images here and video of a fairly lengthy traffic jam. And then the 2017 video, it looks like it's a fairly large roundabout that's moving pretty smoothly. That's also described as a traffic jam, but traffic's moving pretty smoothly. The comment made on the video by the video's producer says, let me read it for you here. I took this video while driving around Pyongyang City with my family. The traffic was crowded. Today's traffic in Pyongyang is a lot more different than it was before we first came here in 2012. Today, there's a lot more cars and taxis in Pyongyang. What changed between 2012 and 2015? Kim Jong-il, I believe, passed away.
He passed away in 2011.
Yeah, okay. So in 2011. So you've seen in a 5-year window here, actually in a 3-year window, 2012 to 2015, he says there's a marked increase in the amount of traffic in Pyongyang. And one of the things that we've heard about Kim Jong-un through the grapevine is, and through Link, which is Liberty in North Korea, a group that actually they sent some of their representatives here to Keene a few years ago and gave a presentation.
Really?
On the, yeah, they actually presented over at the Keene Activist Center years ago. They gave a presentation about the Jangmadang, which is the Korean word for black market. And black markets and how effective they are at, you know, giving people things that they want in a restricted marketplace. And what they had said was that Kim Jong-un seemed to be leaving these things alone, that there seemed to be an unofficial policy from the Kim Jong-un administration that these black markets were to be tolerated.
It's, you know, something that I had heard the former Soviet Union had the same sort of, officially these are illegal, but we're not really looked. I don't see anything happening over there.
What black markets?
In that area. What are you talking about? There's nobody over there buying and selling things.
Because, look, the reality is, even though, as you've pointed out, there are richer people in North Korea, and they certainly have access to a greater selection of products from, say, China than a poor person.
I actually have a number here, too, surprisingly, for average gross salary in the capital.
Is it
$20,000 apparently?
Average salary?
Average gross salary. So, yeah, it's
$20,000 in North Korea?
Yeah, that's in the capital.
Pyongyang only.
Still, though, that's a lot for a underdeveloped country.
That's what
like
I'm
that.
Trying to say. Yeah, now, I don't know.
But again, averages are misleeding because
they can be thrown off.
True. If one person makes $3 million and 1,000 people make $100.
Right. The average is going to be very high.
Yeah.
So what's the median income? But regardless, my point here is that if indeed it's true, and again, we don't know what's true. We don't live there. But if indeed it's true that the black markets are tolerated, remember, one of the reasons why they're tolerated is because everyone benefits from them.
Right.
If it's illegal to go out and buy a pair of jeans, but they're available in the black market, well, anybody who wants to buy a pair of jeans can now buy a pair of jeans, including the rich girl who, you know, has always wanted to try a pair on since she's seen them on the South Korean television shows.
Right.
Whereas previously, without the black market, that would have been an impossibility. So to some extent, all of the people benefit from the fact, including the government workers, who are getting paid likely more than, you know, the average person in Korea. They benefit from these markets existing. And if Kim Jong-un actually believes in having a better life for his people, and that's the question, is he just in it for Kim Jong-un, or does he actually have some desire to see reunification of North and South Korea? Because the history, at least my understanding of it in North Korea, is that there's always been a great amount of talk about bringing the two, North and the South, back together. And of course, the longer they've been separated, the more divergent they've become as far as their cultures. You know, South Korea far more Western influenced than North Korea's culture. So it would be hard for them to just become one again. But there has always been a propaganda, you know, of this is something that the Kims have ostensibly wanted to happen.
Right.
Now, they've wanted it to happen on their terms, which is to say, to get the United States out of South Korea and have them come back together and probably have the Kims be in charge of the whole country or something like that. But maybe Kim Jong-un is a little more reasonable on what he's willing to accept.
Shall I continue with this article from the BBC? They say income inequality in North Korea is rife and the economy is mainly geared towards supporting a large military. This means the showpiece projects, such as the water parks, the sports facilities, and that 3D cinema, can only be enjoyed by the wealthy who are usually living in the large city. As Andre Abrahamian says, Pyongyang's entertainment is only available to the better off. Quote, if you're privileged, you may play squash, take yoga classes, enjoy nice restaurants, including a couple of decent Italian and Japanese spots, sip a cappuccino at a cafe. In a way, being privileged in Pyongyang is like being solidly middle class in a wealthier country.
Okay.
But This middle class, with their appetite for Pyongyang's finer elements, are a relatively new phenomenon. James Pearson says the rise of the Donju, literally the masters of money, has created a new moneyed middle class that has a healthy thirst for consumer goods and spending. This has in turn given rise to more restaurants, bars, and even coffee shops in relatively rural or provincial towns, which had very little before. So to a large extent, the rise in places where North Koreans can spend their money and enjoy themselves is down to a growing middle class. But the gulf in living standards between urban and rural in North Korea remains stark. Pearson says people outside of Pyongyang live in a completely different world. They work hard to make a living with little supporting infrastructure. Farmers still have rigid production quotas to meet. Many don't have access to clean drinking water or reliable electricity. They have standards of living well below people in the capital. And when Jaden, again, not his real name,
This is the escapee who's revealing some of this.
When he thinks back to his time in North Korea, he remembers this wealth divide clearly. He says, I think there's an immense gap. Not many, but some people can enjoy their lives by having dinner at a restaurant or visiting some place. But many people worry about where their next meal comes from. I saw various people in many social statuses, and I realized the rich-poor gap was quite severe.
Well, remember, with again, even if you can go to a restaurant, if you can afford, you're one of the wealthy in Pyongyang, and you can afford to go to a restaurant, you don't have that many compared to other cities from which you can choose.
Right.
Now, what this story is saying, which is surprising, and you said this is fresh news within the last couple of...
within the last few months. Yeah.
It seems like they're saying there's been a market increase in the availability of these things.
Right.
But, so again, until just recently, there hasn't been squat for a choice as far as where you could actually go and spend
until
what little
recently,
money that you have.
The population was mostly starving.
Until the 1990s. They were starving in the 1990s, and then they added some bailouts that kind of got them through that, and the black market, I think.
Even after the famine, they were still having issues, food issues.
Oh, of course.
Food issues,
right. Because communism
security
doesn't
issues.
Work.
Right.
Yeah,
and so,
which makes me wonder about the organization behind these coffee shops that they're describing. Are these run by the state? I want to know more about exactly how these things can exist, because when I first started learning about North Korea, it was some of the Vice documentaries,
right?
Where when they took them on the official tour in Pyongyang, it was just like this bizarre.
They had these like show displays.
Right. There was a store that they took them into where there was like one item on the shelf but no items behind it.
I mean, again, there's propaganda on both sides. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's
and
what
again,
I'm saying. I don't know what to believe.
The wealthy in Pyongyang live like someone from the middle class anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there's a whole lot more wealth out there for Kim Jong-un.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.